Tuesday we opened for business generally. Wednesday we opened our web file for income, which is our free in-house mass-only filing filing program. So we had over 3,000 filers, I think, the first day. So there are people out there filing day one.
Is that the typical pattern, or do most people, in your experience, wait until closer to the April 15th deadline?
You know what? It's really like a barbell. What we find is that there are a lot of early filers who really want their refunds, and then it kind of tapers off a little bit, and then you get another big jump later in the season.
Why is that? Why that pattern?
I think the people who are getting refunds want to file as early as possible to get their refunds. People who are making payments maybe aren't so eager. And there's also, you know, the procrastination factor. Some people just aren't going to file until the last second.
Well, what are the advantages to filing now?
Well, the biggest advantage to filing now is that you get your refund quicker. If you file electronically this week, the refund is like 3 to 4 days. If you file on paper, it's a little longer. It takes about 12 days. If you file electronically, it really, from in terms of your turnaround time, we're 3 to 4 days throughout the filing season for electronic returns. But obviously, you file early, you get your refund early, you have use of the money earlier.
Do most people expect to get a tax refund this year?
Yeah, I think we're about, 70% of our filers are refund filers? I'm sort of making that up, but I think it's about 70%.
Do you know what the average size of the refund is?
The average size of the refund is about $500. It's their money, and they're entitled to it, and all they need to do is file. And if you file early, you get it early. If you file on our web file for income, it's free, which is kind of great and quick. So, and now we've also got our new curation website, the Filing Zone, which I'm pretty excited about. So we have this new one-stop shopping webpage on the DOR website, which offers taxpayers really everything they need to file their personal income tax return. So it's got frequently asked questions, it's got tips and tricks, and it's got a link to Web File for Income. And the other thing, early filers, many folks who file early are EITC filers, that's the Earned Income Tax Credit, which is it's a federal program. Massachusetts follows the federal, but your Massachusetts Earned Income Tax Credit is 15% of your federal. But it's big money. I mean, last year we had about 385,000 eligible taxpayers, and they got about $750 million in EITC credit. And you know, the feds work really hard to get people to file EITC. It's surprising, but only 80% of people who are eligible actually claim it. I think the part of the reason is that not everybody who's eligible for EITC is actually required to file a return. But if they don't file a return, they don't get the credit. So that's something we really want people to know, because it's a great credit for working people.
Now, the Filing Zone that you mentioned, this is new this year, correct? Because you've been able to people have been able to file their tax returns using the Department of Revenue's website for several years. But what's different about the Filing Zone?
What's different is the Filing Zone is really a curation site. So it's a one-stop shopping site. It's got all of the frequently asked questions, everything you might want to know, links to different circulars that might have additional information that you might need. It's really got everything you would need in one spot. So you've got the other thing that's never happened before is that we provide statistics on how we're doing. You know, just like Commissioner Davies and the Department of Transportation will put out something saying what percentage of the time the 66 bus is on time, there's a move in state government to give taxpayers and citizens information on how the agencies are doing and meeting their goals. So we really wanted to be on board with that whole transparency initiative. So last year I got the commissioner's report every day that said how many returns are filed, how many electronically, how many paper, what's the average turnaround time, how many calls did we receive, what's the average wait time. So the feeling is, hey, if I'm entitled to that information, citizens are entitled to that information. So that's all available on the Filing Zone.
There are a lot of ads out there now for tax preparation services. Do you have any advice to people who may be looking for someone to help them prepare a return?
Well, we have a list of approved software tax preparers and free volunteer services for seniors and low-income taxpayers, all available on the Filing Zone. So folks can take a look at that.
What's your chief piece of advice to people at this time of year who may be just beginning to start thinking about filing their tax returns?
I think my chief piece of advice is it's not as bad as you think. I think that the dread is worse than the actuality, and if you do use an electronic filing method, you know, these things walk you through. Many of them are interview-based, and it's not that hard. And when you use the electronic software, a lot of the mistakes people used to make, I mean, 20 years ago, the biggest mistakes were people forgetting to sign their returns, math errors, people forgetting to file a schedule. If you use electronic software, those problems just go away. The electronic software prevent you from making those mistakes. So forget the dread and file early and get the use of your money early and file electronically. Those are my pieces of advice.
And most people do file electronically, right? Relatively few people still use paper returns.
You know what? It's only 6% of people still filing on paper. And, you know, our goal is to really eliminate the need for paper at all within the next year or so. Filing electronically, you know that your return's been accepted, you get a fast refund, and, you know, frankly, it's a lot greener. I hate printing a ton of returns that don't get used, so filing electronically is really, it's really green. It's good for the environment.